Hey everybody, let me know if you can see me
Hey
and if you can
everybody,
hear
let me
me.
know if you can.
Hi Amber, thank you. So glad you're here. Everybody say hi to Amber. It's my super assistant. Yes to both. Excellent. Thank you so much. So glad you can see me and hear me. That's a good start. So welcome, welcome, welcome everyone. This is the 21 Steps Live program and I'm so excited to be here with you tonight. I can't even tell you. I can't even tell you how honored and delighted I am that we have people from all over the world who have joined this program from Singapore, from Hawaii, from all through the United States, all through Canada, and a whole host of places all across the globe. And I'm just honored and delighted and just thrilled to be spending these next couple of months with you, working on your business, moving you forward in a positive way, getting you more clients, more cash flow, and just really seeing where you're at and what's the next step for you. So I'm so happy that you're here. I'm so delighted to see so many people that are already over here on the chat. If you see me looking over there, that's what I'm doing. I'm looking at the chat. But I'm going to try to remember to look at the little green light, which is the camera. So welcome to those of you who haven't done a live cast before. This is powered by Livestream. This is our Livestream channel. And I'm loving this technology. So even though the Livestream isn't necessarily part of the 21 Steps Live course itself, as far as the content goes, if you have questions about using Livestream, we can try to help you with that over on the Facebook group as well. But I'm so delighted to be able to offer this program via this format. I'm really enjoying it. I love that you can all connect over there on the chat. And so I'm just going to take a peek over here while people are still joining us and just say hi to folks. Hey, Helen. Hey, Kim. Hey, Jeannie. Hey, Lisa. Glad you're here. I know Mary just flew in from Scotland. Everybody, Amber Miller there. That's my super VA. She's been incredible, especially these last few days, just really helping me get this off the ground and all organized. So big shout out of thank yous over to Amber. And while I'm talking about Amber, let's do a couple of housekeeping things before we get into the content for tonight's class. Love live stream, Phyllis. Great. Delighted that you love it. Three cheers for Amber. Thank you, Cindy, for sending that out. And I just keep chatting over there. It's so hard for me not to participate in the chat, so I'm just going to keep focusing here on my little green light. So what I wanted to say, just a few housekeeping things at the beginning. If you have any issues technology-wise or downloading-wise or getting the materials or anything administrative in that sense, then I want you to send your questions right over to amber@aliciaforrest.com, okay? So amber@aliciaforrest.com. She can help you out there. And then any of the content questions that you have, of course, you can come on over to the Facebook group and post your questions there, okay? So I just wanted to make that differentiation so we can really save these live trainings and the chat for the content that we're actually covering during the class, and then anything outside of that that can be handled off this list or off the Facebook group, that would be perfect. So if everybody could do that, that'd be wonderful. And I do have my notes here, so I didn't want to forget to share anything with you guys. Okay. All right, I've pretty much covered my whole list here. All right, so we know we have a lot of wonderful folks in this group. We have some brand new to building their business people who have joined us. So I'm so delighted you're here because you have just shortened your learning curve quite a bit. And it's wonderful to just start out with a framework that's really laid out for you, that you can follow, that you can tailor to your own market, to your own message. And so I'm really excited that if you're pretty new in business, you're just out of the gate or just kind of getting going or trying to start to get some traction, you're in the right place. So I'm delighted that you're here. We also have some folks who have been around for a while, many names that I'm familiar with, have been connected to in one way or another. And I'm just so delighted and honored that they're here as well. And for those folks, I know some of you have been through this program with me before, so thank you so much for coming back. And, you know, for those folks, it's great to be able to go through this. This is the foundation. This is the critical stuff that you need to know and that you have to keep going back to to build that sustainable and successful business that's going to just continue on into however long you want to be doing this, okay? What's so fabulous, though, is that we have this wonderful group of both newer folks, people who've been, you know, in business for a few years and are just looking to tweak some things or maybe be reminded of some things they already know. And then we have some real seasoned folks. So you have this amazing group of wisdom to be able to glean from over in our Facebook group. So I'm so delighted to be able to have brought all of you together. And just, you know, you don't just get my support, you get the support of everyone else. So it's just so fabulous. So for those folks who are here, you know, almost as a refresher or just, you know, kind of looking at things with new eyes, I'm really going to invite everybody to do that. Because one of my favorite phrases is, you know, I already know that, okay, but that's different than I'm already doing that. And one of the great things about going through this program myself with you is that I will be going through this program myself with you, okay? I'm going to be doing all of the exercises. I'm going to be doing all of the things that you're doing over these next 2 months because we're going through a rebranding right now. So this is actually really perfect timing for me to follow along this same process that I have done once, done 3 years later, done 3 years later, and here we are, year 11 in my business. And it's time to do it again. Okay, so that's how long it's been around. This business model has been around. That's how long this process has been working for me and for my clients and for a lot of my colleagues who've been following this same format and the same framework, tailored again to your business, to your market, and your message for that long. Okay, so I would just invite those of you who have, you know, maybe have heard some of the things that we're going to talk about, and I guarantee there's going to be things that you haven't heard yet because they are fresh, cutting edge, brand new, just right out of the gate things that that I've just been learning in the last few weeks and in particular the last 6 months. And that's the beauty of joining live. With this program, you get that, you know, 252-page system, okay? Lots of detail, okay? Not lost on the detail, okay? Lots and lots of detail there for you. And we are going to go through. That's what I'm here for. I'm going to lead you through it step by step by step by step. But what's beautiful about being in the live course is not only do you get to ask questions of me and, again, the wisdom of the group, but you also get to have what's new and working today. That typically, you know, these are the conversations I'm having with my private clients, you know, and I have another higher level group called the Leap Gold Group. And so I'm sharing that with them, you know, the information that, because I'm still learning, I'm still working under mentors, and I always want to know what's working now so that I can come back and share it with you. Because I don't know if you've noticed or not, but a lot of things have changed the last couple of years in our industry, and particularly in online marketing, in the coaching world, and basically in any service-based business, but in particular using the power of the internet to help elevate and accelerate our businesses. And so I've been really purposely going out there and finding out and studying under other folks, as always, as I always have since the beginning. I've always had a mentor to find out what's working today, what's working now, what's maybe not working so well anymore, okay? What's coming? You know, where I'm be somewhere next week where I'm going to be learning what's coming. And so over the course of the next 2 months, we're going to go through all the steps, and then whatever else that I can contribute to your learning outside of what you have in that binder, basically, if you're printing it out. But in that system, I'm going to be able to share that with you because we have this opportunity live to do so. So I'm thrilled, and believe me, you are going to be thrilled before the end of this program, if not by the end of, you know, tomorrow. So I'm so, so happy to be here with everybody. So I'm just going to pop over here and look at the chat and just see how everyone's going. Okay, so there, if you have any issues as far as the audio and the video goes, one or the other, whether you're seeing me or hearing me and maybe something's off or something, you know, Amber can try to help you. There's some other things we can do behind the scenes, but it's really hard for us to do it from here. What I can do is check how my streaming is. And right now I have perfect streaming. So that means we're, you know, flowing the way that we should. So hopefully everybody's pretty good on the video and the audio. And just remember, if you have any tech issues whatsoever in any of the live classes and, you know, it just doesn't get worked out during our time together, all of these are being recorded, and we are also going to be stripping the audio out. So you can either watch the video or you can listen to the audio, and we'll have that ready for you within 24 hours. So you won't miss a trick, okay? Promise. You know, we love technology when it works, but I'll ask you to be patient when sometimes it's maybe not working so well. Like one shopping cart these last few days has been a nightmare. So that's another story for another day. So great to be here, everybody. Okay, great. Switch to, so Jody, thanks for helping each other out. That's the other thing that's so wonderful about live stream is that you can help each other out on the chat. Fabulous. Thanks so much. And you guys that are already over on the Facebook group and just connecting, oh, it's so wonderful. And just one note about that. Amber asked me, and this makes perfect sense. If you're not over on the Facebook group yet, you do have a Facebook page, can you email amber@aliciaforrest.com with your Facebook name so she can find you more easily and add you to the Facebook group? If you don't have a Facebook page yet, this is your opportunity to get one up, okay? It'll only take you a few minutes. You don't have to fool around with it right now, but we just need you to get a page up so then we can invite you to the group. Otherwise, you won't be able to participate in the group, and that's the only way to connect with me and everybody else, okay? Other than, of course, the live calls as well. All right, excellent. Yay! All right, everybody here, thank you so much for being here. Okay, so here's what we're going to do. I'm going to look back at my notes, just making sure I got everything. Yep, just one last thing that I want to say as we start out. Now, I've delivered this class. I can't remember if this is the fifth or the sixth time I've done it. I think this is the sixth time that I've done it. So I've done it a lot. I've done it in different formats, and never by live stream, usually by teleseminar. And it's always been really fun and really successful, and, you know, have really, really enjoyed it. And one of the things that you'll probably hear me say more than once tonight and through our 2 months together is that there are 21 steps in the program, and we are going to go through each one of them. But what I want to say is that there is no expectation by me, and nor there should be an expectation of yourself, that you're actually going to get through all 21 steps in our 8 weeks together, okay? And again, you'll hear me say that more than once, okay? Some weeks, the step will be really simple to implement. You'll get it done. You'll do the homework. You'll come back the next week ready to go for the next step. But typically what I find happens after a few weeks is that people start getting a little bit behind. And by behind, it doesn't mean that you're actually behind in the content. You're actually exactly where you're supposed to be, okay? There's no way that you could get through the 21 steps in 8 weeks like that, you know, doing it week to week. Because frankly, just sometimes it's just going to take more than a week to implement one or two of the steps. And we'll do one or two steps each week, okay? But you will have this material and everything that we've shared together over the 8 weeks together past that 8 week point, of course, as well. So you'll know what to do. So we're going to go through every single piece of this together. You can ask all of your questions as we go on. And then what I recommend is that, you know, you stay with us through the course to the end as far as just following along with the content, doing the homework when you can, implementing stuff when you can. And then when the course is actually over, there will be a certain step that you will go back to and that you will start there and move forward again, okay, from there. And then once you really do get through all the steps, you're just going to rinse and repeat. This is the same process over and over. Every time you want to redefine your niche a little bit more, get a little more narrow, you want to get more clear on your message, you want to do more list building strategies, anything like that, okay? Anything at all in your business that's just the next layer of growth. You can come back to the system and just reconnect with it and say, okay, yes, I'm going to do this exercise again. I'm going to go a little deeper. I'm in a different place. My business is a different place. I can see things from a different perspective now, and now I can implement this piece in a little bit different way, okay? So one of the things we'll talk about tonight is really how do we stand out in our market? What is it about us in particular, okay, so what is it about you, what is it about me that I bring to my market with my message and the problems that I help solve for my market. But what is it about me? What is it unique about me and my story and my stand? What are those things that are really going to help me stand out? Because I'll tell you this, you need to stand out today more than ever, okay? And I probably some of you are feeling this a little bit. I know I certainly have been through this. This is why we're going through the rebranding, okay? Again, so it's not the first time. It's probably the fourth time. And it's just really, really important that you spend time in that place and really digging deep. What's your core? What's your core message? What is it about you that you bring to that message? Because it is unique, because you're a unique individual, okay? And we'll get into that when we get into the steps a little bit deeper, all right? But it's more important today than ever to stand out in your market, okay? So these beginning steps, really getting into your message and really getting into, you know, next week we'll talk about your specific target market or your niche. We're going to do a lot of work around that. So we're going to get really, really clear, because the more clear you can get on these things, whether you're new, right at the beginning, fabulous, or you're more seasoned, it's always a good time to go back and go deeper and get more clarity so you can get that message out there and draw more people to you and more of your ideal people, okay? You can gather your peeps. That's what we're going to do together, all right? All right, excellent. So wonderful. I see you're still all chatting over there, saying hi to each other. That's so great. The only thing that would make live stream better for me is if I could see all of you. But I'm glad that you can see me. I'm glad that at least we have this, all right? All right, everybody, yay. Okay, so here's what we're going to do. In your system itself, you can all read. So obviously, we're not going to read through the system in this course. We're just going to go through everything step by step. And like I said, I'll be adding information and tips and new strategies and stuff as we go along that might not necessarily be in the copy that you have. So in the very beginning of the system, if you've had a chance to look at it all, I give you what's called the least list, okay? And the least list, I'm not going to go over this. Like I said, you can all read, so you can look at this. And I do have my my notes here, so if I'm looking down, that's what I'm looking at. So I give you what's called the least list. And this is because one of the questions that I got in the very beginning of building my business, so here it is here, the least list, is I don't know what I need. I don't need, what are the tools that I need? What do I absolutely need to get up and running online? And so I put together that list, which has changed quite a bit since I started, because when I started, you needed to have an HTML website and you needed a web designer, and there was no other alternative. Thankfully, we have WordPress now, and that has all changed, and we'll get into that in step 5, I believe it is, okay? But the least list is, it just gives you an idea of really the minimal things that you need to get up and going online. So if you're new, then this is sort of the first layer. And also, if you need to scale back a little bit, you can also do that as well. But the beauty of what we're able to do by bringing our service-based businesses, for most of you, I know some of you have products as well, which is wonderful, or have brick-and-mortar businesses as well. I know we have some of you here in the group too, so this is all applicable. But what's beautiful about this is that we can really see how little it takes to actually run our businesses with the online piece, okay? How little it takes as far as an investment. And you only need to invest in what you need for the very next step. So I didn't start out with the shopping cart and, you know, all these other things with the video or the live stream or anything like that, or my lovely new Mac computer, which I love. I'm such a convert now. I didn't start out with any of that stuff. I started out with PayPal. I started out with an HTML website that I designed myself, and I can say that it's ugly because I designed it myself, and you can go see it at clientabundance.com because it's still there. So I started out with just the basics, just what did I need to get to the next place. And as we go through these 21 steps, I'm going to share with you that path because, again, it was the first path, but I just repeated it when we rebranded the first time and then the second and now again. So this 21-step system actually came about from following the 21 steps. So you have the example as part of this program as well. So I started out with that one-page website, which we're going to go into. I did make the investment with a list service, which is something you will need to do. Again, you can pay monthly though, and it's $20 a month. Okay, so there are some, you know, a few things that you need to invest in, but you can spend $20, $30 a month and have an online business that gets you out there, brings you customers, brings you cash. And then when you're ready, you can start adding the what I call the layers, the next layer, the next step to take it to the next level. Okay? So I give you the lease list just to give you an idea of what it is that you would need to, at the very minimal, to get up and going online. Okay? I'm just going to take a sip of water here and see what you guys are chatting about while I do that. Lisa, I'm glad that we're on the same page. So she says, I still use PayPal and do my own HTML site after 6.5 years. Great. Excellent. All right. Very, very good. Again, thanks for helping each other out there. Amber, thank you so much for being there. I appreciate that so much. Okay. One of the things, and I'll just put this out there, one of the things I get asked a lot, what would you have done different when you first started out? And I always have the same answer. The two things are, one, I would have hired help sooner, and the second one is I would have built my list sooner. So I give that shout out to Amber again, and then, you know, we're going to talk a lot about building your list a little bit later in the program. Okay, so the next thing I want to get into, which is in your system, is this timeline to success in cash flow. And this is really critical, and it doesn't matter where you are in your business building, whether it's the beginning, the middle, or you feel like, okay, I'm at this level, I'm not sure I want to grow anymore, maybe I do, maybe I don't, or maybe I want to grow in a different direction. It doesn't matter where you are. This is really important. And it's really important in another way, too, because I know some of you are changing niches or changing markets, or you're changing, actually you're changing what you're doing altogether, which is great, and that's, you know, you've always got to follow what's leading you from the inside, okay? And so this is a great opportunity to really be able to manage your expectations from the beginning. Because what's happened in our industry in the last couple of years, but really so much more evident in the last even just 6 to 8 months, is that it's taking more time and length, I mean. So, you know, it's taking, you know, months maybe to get something off the ground that might have taken a week before. It's taking longer for people to make decisions about investing in a program. It's taking more marketing, and not just online marketing. And that's something that we are going to talk about, because it's really important to use different media today, again, more than ever. So it's not about just sending emails anymore. You have to add these other things, okay? And we're going to talk about what those other things are as we go through the program. We'll talk a little bit about it tonight, but we'll talk about it over the course of the 8 weeks as well. So it's really important to manage your expectations from the beginning, regardless of where you are. So in the system itself, I talk about the timeline to success and cash flow. And it's interesting because people have different reactions to this. So some folks, it's like you, if I'm there with them physically, I can see the weight just lifting. Just like, oh, thank gosh, I don't have to try to make this happen in the next, you know, 31 days, because that's what everyone says you can do, okay? And so you can sense this relief. You can see this relief. And so I'm hoping for some of you that will be good. For others, if you're like me, you're more impatient, okay, and you just want things to happen faster. There's no reason that things can't happen faster than this timeline that we're going to go over here in a second. It really just depends on how much time you have to put in, the efforts that you're making, how clear you are in your market, your niche, and all of that. So, you know, it depends is the answer to a lot of things here, but I'm happy to always give you the general rule of thumb and then to take it back and apply it to your own situation. So the timeline to success in cash flow, what it is it breaks down. So we have the 21 steps, okay? The 21 steps are actually 6 steps. They're 6 big steps. So if you can think about a book, you know, we have the chapters in a book. So there are, say, 6 chapters in a book. And then under each chapter are maybe these little sub-chapters, okay? So the 21 steps are the little sub-chapters under the 6. So I've just taken these 6 big steps and broken them down into these micro steps to make them super simple to implement for folks, okay? It's what I needed, and it's why I developed this system, all right? So the 6 steps are, the first one is follow your passion, which we're going to talk about tonight. The second one is to define your niche, okay? And we're going to talk about that next week. Then the third one is to elicit problems. So what we want to do is find out what is it that our market is struggling with? What are the things that are keeping them up at night? What are the, what I call the needles, that things that just keep, they just keep pricking. They keep pricking. Oh, I just wish somebody would take away this little thing that's really, really bugging me. Okay, that needle. If you find a hot needle for your market, you're golden. So we're going to talk about that when we get into talking about creating products. So you want to elicit the problems from your niche. You want to find out what it is. You know, what are they struggling with? And we're going to go into detail on how to do that during our course here. And you want to do that, just a little bit of a side note here. Excuse me. More as a almost a piece of a launch tip. So when you're launching something, you always want to go to your market and ask them. You want to ask them continuously what they're struggling with, and we'll talk about ways that you can continuously do this, have this part of your consistent marketing, okay? And this is something, you know, I know I should be doing it, but you're not doing it, this is when you start doing it, okay? This is your opportunity. Oh, I needed to hear this. I need to be reminded. We'll get into how to do it exactly for your business in different ways that you can do it consistent, set it and forget it type, our favorite kind of marketing, okay? That's one thing, okay? Now, today, again, this is more talking about launching a product. What's the next thing I'm going to offer? You want to go to your market and ask them specifically what they want before you make your next offer. It's not something we've always been doing, but I want your products to be successful. I want your programs to be successful. So I'm going to encourage you to go to your market and say, thinking about doing it, you'll see me do this. So you're going to see me just modeling this stuff. So just watch, okay? So I want to do a course on pricing, okay? I want to do something, tell a seminar or something on pricing. I want to do something and make an offer on pricing, okay? Because I know this is something that a lot of people are struggling with. It's why you guys got the bonus, how do you price your products and programs with the downloads, with the 21-step systems. So that was a little surprise bonus for you. It wasn't on the sales page. So hope that's helpful. But I want to go into it in depth in some format. So what I'm going to do is go to my list and ask them, what's your biggest challenge with pricing your products and programs? That's the first thing I'm going to do. And then you watch the thread as it goes and how we're going to keep continue to connect. I'm going to keep asking that question in a different way. I'll answer it. That's going to help me build my sales page. It's going to help me answer their objections before I put the sales page up. So lots of little tidbits that, you know, we'll, again, talk about over the course of this program. It's really important that you ask your market what it wants, okay? So continuously, and then, again, right, you know, just as you're thinking about what's the next launch I'm going to do, what's the next product, okay? And then you're going to create the solutions, obviously, from what they're telling you, and you're always going to be wanting to build your list and convert those people. So you want to take those free people and convert them into paying clients and customers. So your prospects to paying clients and customers. So those are the six steps. They're really big, really broad, lots of information underneath each one of those. And we get into those each individually during the 21 Steps program. So, but this time, it really fits in, these six steps really fits into this timeline. So the timeline pretty much goes like this. The first 3 months, you're really figuring out who's your market. And if you have a market, I'm going to ask you to go deeper. I'm going to ask you to look at your market and go deeper. And I'm kind of smirking at myself here because my market is women entrepreneurs. And I know we have men in this group. Yay. Welcome all the men that have joined us. I think we have maybe 4 or 5 men who have joined us for this group. So you're very welcome to be here. I'm glad you're here. Those first 3 months, you're really going to be deciding who's your niche, who is your target market, who are the people that, what I say, that you're here to serve, you're most meant to serve, okay? And again, if you have a broad niche like myself, women entrepreneurs, then I'm going to ask you to go deeper, okay? Okay, so I don't know if you guys can hear me. I noticed that my video froze for a second, but we should be back up in just a minute. Okay, there we are. So hopefully you guys are still good here. So, Okay, so I'm just going to keep going. So the timeline, those first 3 months, you're going to figure out your niche. You're going to figure out what's your message. What's your message to the niche? What is it going to be that they're going to come to you for? And again, if you already have a message, I'm going to ask you during these 8 weeks, get more clear. Even if you just get a little bit more clear and can convey that to your market, you are going to get so many more people who are going to want to work with you. They're going to want to come and be a participant in something that you have to offer, okay? You're going to reach a lot more people. Fantastic. Okay, so that's what you're going to be doing those first 3 months. You're really going to be figuring out, okay, who's my niche? What's my message? And focusing on their problems and what's the solution that you can offer to them, okay? That's where you want to be there, okay? The next 3 months is that part where you're really focused on building your list. This is the thing that I didn't do very well in the beginning because I didn't know any better. But once I learned, right, once we know better, we do better. So the next 3 months, you're going to be really just focused on list building, getting your name out there, getting your website out there, getting your social media things going, and all those different pieces. And we're going to talk about each of those when we get into the list building. But you really want to focus on that. At that point, those next 3 months, we're really focusing on just getting your name out there in any way that you can. That's a hyper-focused list building time. And you're always going to be building your list. So it's one of the things that I want you to always remember, that building your list is critical, more today, again, than has been necessarily in the past, okay? It can still be a numbers game to a certain extent, but it doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be an overwhelming thing. So we're going to talk about a lot of different ways to build your list. You're only ever going to need to do 6, maybe 8 of those things. So that I give you so many, so you can choose the different ones that you want to implement and start playing with. But you're never going to need to do all 56 of them. Okay, so. You're only ever going to need to do 6 to 8 to get that consistent list building. What I will say is that you should always have 2 list building strategies going. And once those start going well, 2 more. And those start going well, 2 more, until you get to your 6 and 8. So that's really months 3, 4, 5 in this building of your business. If you haven't been list building, you guys may have heard me say this before. Yeah, I see that the video froze again, and I have perfect streaming, so I'm really not sure what's going on there, but I hope you can still hear me. So I'm just going to keep going, and you can't hear me now either, huh? Can anyone hear me? I can see you guys over here chatting, because I have perfect streaming on my end. All right, can you hear me though? Thank you, Jody. Okay, you know what? The good thing is that we do have a connection with a really super awesome live stream guy. So we will we'll check into him what's going on. Dana, oh good, Cindy. Okay, you guys are good. So some of you, I'm frozen. I'm sorry. It's probably not the best picture of me. but we'll see what's going on, because I do have perfect streaming here. We're doing good here. So all right, I'll just keep going then. All right, so then. The next 6 months, that's when we start making offers. That's when we start making money. Okay. This is when we're going out there and we've got our niche figured out to a certain degree. We've got our message figured out to a certain degree, or we've narrowed both or gotten more clear on both. And then we start making offers. And it really is just this process that you continue to repeat. So that next 6 to 12 months that's when you really start seeing that consistent cash flow. Can you do it sooner than that? Of course you can, especially if you have a special niche, a specialty niche, or if it's more narrow, or you have other things that are working in your favor. Of course you can do that. Of course you can do it sooner. Can it take you longer to start seeing consistent cash flow than maybe that, you know, around the 6 month mark, 8 month mark? Yeah, of course it can. Yeah, it could take you longer. It took me longer. It took me longer because I was focused on raising 2 kids at the same time. So, but just know this is a general framework, okay? So whether you're new in business, this gives you an idea to help you manage your expectations. Or if you're more seasoned in business and you're thinking, okay, how can I apply this to where I'm going now. And you can apply this really at the micro level to your next product launch, okay? So it's really being focused on what section, and we talked about this in one of the calls I did recently for my goal group, what section of the market do you want to focus your next offer on? So, you know, for example, if my broad niche of women entrepreneurs, if I wanted to just focus on one subset, I would go through this timeline, literally. It would probably be far more compressed, probably closer to 4 months, but it's the same process. There are the same phases, if you will, okay? So you can think about it in terms of that. I'm going to focus on the subset, okay, of this part of the niche, okay? What's that? What's the message that I want to be getting out there? What's the problem that I want to solve for them? How can I build the list? And we call that the buzz. How do we get the buzz going? How do we build, you know, that sub-list of people that we can offer this to? Okay, and then you make the offer. It's the same timeline, probably just more compressed. So you think about it in two ways. You can think about it in macro as like, this is my, you know, my bigger picture plan here. This is the bigger picture for my business, down to this real micro, okay, where you can actually apply this right to your next offer. Okay, great. Oh, hey, I'm back. Okay, good. I'm glad. I can see me fine. I'm sorry if I've been frozen with my, you know, beautiful, beautiful face there in that, you know, lovely pose. So I appreciate it. All right, I'm going to give you the formula too. I'm just flipping through here, my outline here. Oh, in the system itself, I actually give you some ways that you can accelerate that timeline. So I do want to invite you to take some time. Of course, I want you to read the whole system itself. Sorry, I was looking at myself instead of my little green dot. I definitely want you all to read through the system itself. Usually if someone buys this as the home study system, that's my first recommendation. Read it through once, get the bigger picture, and then come back and work on each step. So we're doing this together. So one of your homework assignments every week is going to be making sure that you're keeping up with your reading, okay? So you're back in school with me, all right? But there are some ways that you can accelerate this timeline. One is get your free taste and your invite site up as soon as possible. And we're going to go into those in detail in future steps. But even, and we're, again, talking about this in two ways. Talking about this if you're brand new, we're going to get your free sample of what it is that you do up on a one-page website and just start building your list, because those are the first 6 months. Those are the first two phases in building a successful and sustainable business, all right? If you're more seasoned, this is an opportunity for you to devise a new free taste, either for your current main site or for a specific offer that you're going to want to make. So I hope that, you know, some of you are being able to see how applicable what we're talking about, even though these are foundation pieces, to the next layers of your business. So you want to come up with a new free taste for your next offer, have a separate list for people to sign up for, because those people are much more likely to buy. Those conversion rates following that process are much higher. And again, we'll talk about those things in a little bit more detail. So you want to get thinking about that, getting that up first and fast, so we can accelerate this timeline that way. And you just want to make sure that when you do your free taste, that it is just a sample of what it is that you offer. I mean, I know some folks, and I did this too, everything that we talk about I've done, so that's why I'm able to share it with you. And I've made all the mistakes as well, so I'm happy to share those too, as well as the successes and what's worked and what's working. But one of the things that we tend to do is that, especially because we're in, most of us are in these helping professions, is that we want to give people everything. You know, we want to give them every single piece of information we could possibly give them in the free taste. And first of all, you're overwhelming people. We're already information overloaded anyway. You all know that. So a reason why, I know some of you have been writing me, responding to that question, tell me about you, tell me a little bit about your business, tell me why you're here. And Amber's been forwarding those to me, so I've been trying to read through all of them. And it's been so great it's been so wonderful to read about you more and get to know you more. And a lot of you have been saying that, okay, I'm already in information overload. And so one of the things that I stress, and I say this at my workshop, is that I really want to encourage you, whether it's me or it's somebody else, but I really want to encourage you for a certain period of time to really focus with one mentor or one peer group or just one, you know, support system, one mentor, one model, okay, one way to go for just a finite period of time, because there's always another way to go. There's always another opportunity. There's always that new bright, shiny object. They really want to focus you on just moving forward step by step. Or if you don't really work in step by step in linear fashion, that's great. I don't either. You can see my mind maps over here. It's, you know, it's sort of this piece, this layer, this layer, this layer. So you can think about it that way as well, because a lot of this does overlap, all right? So what I want to encourage you to do is to really, when you do develop your free taste, now whether that is for your website when people just come to sign up, or it's for a particular offer where you, maybe you're doing like a three-part free video series. Oh, I see myself, so hopefully I'm back. Oh, good. Yeah, hi. It's so weird to see myself because for those of you who don't know, when you use live stream, it's like a 3 or 4 second delay. So it's a little distracting, actually. So just keep looking at the green light. So what I want to encourage you to do is whenever you're developing a free gift for anything, is to really just make it small. And we have a little format, and I honestly can't remember if it's in the system or not, but the format is really just pick a title, you know, pick one of those needles, that hot topic, and write down 5 things that you want your niche to know about that particular thing. You know, what the problem is, why it's important to solve it, give them a couple of action steps to move forward, and you're done. I mean, your free taste should literally not take more than a few hours to put together, whether you write it or you do a video or you do an audio recording, whatever your preferred modality is, okay? But really keep it simple, because what are we doing? We're not reading things anymore. We're scanning. And at this point, we're not even scanning, where it's like we're reading in sound bites. I know that sounds weird, but we're reading in sound bites. We're reading pieces of things. We're not even scanning anymore. We're just pulling out pieces. And that's important in your copy, and we're actually going to get into that when we talk about your sales copy. But you want to give people these little nuggets of information so they can consume them. Because if they can consume them, then they start to get to know you, like you, trust you, believe what you say, okay, because you're resonating with them or not, but at least they get to make a decision right up front, okay? So then they can move further on with you or decide not to, okay? But if you give them information that's consumable, you're already ahead of the game today, right? So there's another tidbit for you. Another way just to get things going is, and I know some of you have done this already and some of you are thinking about doing this, is connect with other people who have some buzz around them on something that complements what it is that you're helping people solve. So whether it's, you know, someone in your industry that's slightly famous, or if it's someone in your industry who just wrote a book, you know, and you could maybe do like a 10-minute interview with them and get that buzz going around you from that connection that's already happening. So a lot of times I talk about, you know, getting in front of the buzz that's already there, or getting in front of the traffic that's already there, because you always want to leverage, right? We always want to make things as easy as possible. So, and, you know, not reinvent the wheel. So being able to kind of ride the coattails of something that makes sense, you know, that's complimentary, and that you can do it in a gracious way that helps educate people, and you do this as a free offer, that's wonderful, the way to kind of pull you forward into getting known faster. All right, and that's one of our list building strategies. It's probably 2 or 3 different ones, but we'll go into those when we get into the list building a little later in the course, all right? Okay. I mentioned a little bit earlier, to accelerate this timeline, one of the things that I want you to start considering is what other medium can you bring to your business? So for those of you who are just starting out, you're probably just, or maybe you have a successful offline business. I know some of you have successful offline businesses, even whether they're brick and mortar or they're service-based, but you're just kind of starting like, okay, maybe I should get a website up, or maybe I should, you know, start connecting with people on social media or anything like that. One of the things that I want to remind you is that the more avenues that people can get your message, the more successful you'll be. The more ways that you can reach them, the more avenues that there are for you to reach your market, the more successful you'll be. So while, you know, I'm a huge proponent of online marketing, obviously, it's my love, I'm going to encourage you to start looking at other medium. And so, you know, email is great. It's still working, and it's, you know, we're all inundated with email. So I want you to start adding some other things. Facebook ads are doing wonders to help people to build their lists, get people in their programs. Direct mail, I know, scares people, but I have a great person I can send you to if that's something you want to look into a little bit deeper, who I've learned some great things from. You can do small direct mail things and get a great response. You want to add these other mediums. You want to do some video, okay? If you're comfortable on video and you want to do video, great. And if you're not, then don't. There's lots of other things that you can do. But I want to kind of get us out of this just focused on the email, just focused on the email, okay? So that's one of the ways is to really accelerate your timeline and your success and your depth and your breadth in your market is to really start considering, how else can I reach my market? What other things? There are cable TV stations that are in your local area. Could you possibly do a TV show if that's something you'd like to do? Write a print book. You know, that's something you can do, okay? Lots of different things, okay? All right. Kathy, I just caught what you said. I'm always tickled when an online connection sends me something by direct mail. It makes it real. And that's a perfect example. Thank you for sharing that. We all love to get mail. Who doesn't love to get mail that's not junk mail? You know, it's so great to get something like that. So that's a perfect example. Great. Thanks for sharing that, Kathy. All right. So there's a couple of more. I mentioned that, you know, getting your core program done. This 21-step system is my core program, my signature system, if you want to call it that. But this is the thing that started it all for me, okay? And it was a 102-page PDF the first time I put it out there, and it was $47 the first time. Obviously have beefed it up quite a bit over the years. I mean, it's been around since 2006. But this has been the core of everything that I've offered from. And has built that success. I mean, this system is what got me, was a big piece of what got me to six figures the first time. So I'll give you sort of the nutshell version of that. And I started my business, and I share this with you, and I share, my path because I'm hoping it's helpful. And people seem to think that it is. So I'm always happy to share, and you're always welcome to ask me more questions about it. But I started the business, the coaching business, we'll say, in September, and several years ago, and then had started doing what we're talking about. I had the free taste, had the one-page website up, started building my list, okay? Figured out my niche, figured out my message, still very broad, okay? So not like, oh, I had this, you know, illumination of my purpose and who I'm supposed to help. It was like, oh, I'm pretty good in this business thing, and I'm pretty good on the computer, and all that kind of stuff. So had the market, had the message, started building the list through this one-page website, which I call the invite site. All along that way, so for about 4 months, I was asking the people who were signing up for my list, and there were all different ways that I was getting them there that we'll talk about when we talk about list building. I was asking them a specific question: what's your biggest challenge with building your business online? And so from all of the answers that I would get, and lots of people would answer me, not everybody, but lots of people would answer me, and I was looking at those answers, and the answers were always something like, I don't know what to do, I'm confused, I don't understand, what's the first step, what's the second step, I don't know what to do next, I've tried this, it didn't work. It was always, I don't know what to do, I wish somebody would just give me a plan. And I still ask that question today. I know some of you are brand new to me, so, you know, I'm so happy to have you here. And you know, maybe just signing up for my list for the first time, you should have gotten that autoresponder that asks you that question: what's your biggest challenge with building your business online? Do you want to know the number one answer I still get? It's the same thing. I don't know what to do. I'm overwhelmed and confused. What's the first step? What's the second step? Okay. That's how the 21-step system came into being. Was I elicited the problem from the people on my list, which may be different than the people on your list. That's the beauty of this process, is that you get to tailor your solution to the people who are already connected with you, not to this big market out there, okay? So I got to be able to go back to them with the solution and say,
great. Well, I've done that. I'll write it down. I'll figure it out. I'll go through the steps. I'll write this thing, this PDF, and I'll put it back out there. And I told them it was coming. That was the way I actually got it done, because self-imposed deadlines for us entrepreneurs can be a little tough, okay, or at least they are for me. Got it done, put it out there, and a tiny list, maybe 100 people. 117 sticks in my head for some reason. And 40% of that list bought that product, okay? And they were ready. I mean, people bought it before I even could have possibly finished reading the sales page, because they were just ready for it. That's the information that they wanted from me at the time. And that became this. Out of this, and a whole bunch of people buy this product over a period of time, then I started offering this program, and it used to be a 10-week program, and then I used to do teleseminar, and I did that, you know, so many times, because people wanted that. They wanted the core program, but they needed somebody to lead them through it. So I did that for a while, and then after that, so many people had gone through that with me, they said, you know, Alicia, that was great, but what's next? So I started doing longer programs, more advanced trainings. That was the Online Business and Marketing Mastery, and then the Online Business Brainery, and now is the Leap Goal. So, but everything came from that core program, and just continuing to ask the same question and continuing to go back to my market and say, what's your biggest challenge? What do you need next from me? What's going to help you next? What's going to help you most to move you forward? All came from this core program. So if you want to accelerate your success and accelerate the timeline, then if you don't have a core program, then I'm going to encourage you to do that. And I'm thinking now, Kathy Mallory is the signature system coach. I'm not sure that's what she calls herself, but she's got it down. She's got it down, and she's in our group. So I hope that's okay, Kathy. I'm pointing you out, but you know, she's got that process down really well. All right, okay. So you have homework. We still have 10 minutes, and we're not quite done yet. But we're going to go through this piece by piece. You have homework. So what I'm going to encourage you to do between now and our next meeting is, the first thing I want you to do is really spend some time writing down. And if you're not a writer, you know, this is certainly something you can think about. That's okay. I know not everybody is a journaler like I am. But I really want you to spend whatever time you need, okay? I don't want to put a limit on it. But spend some time really envisioning where you want your business to be in a year, okay? I'm just going to use a year. It's just easy. So, you know, by next spring, where would you like your business to be? If you want, you can say by the end of the year. You know, what do you envision for your business and for yourself? How many people are you going to be helping as clients? How many people are you going to be on your team? How many products do you want to offer? How many programs do you want to offer? Do you want to write a book? Do you want to contact your local TV station and see if you can do some interviews or have a cable show or something like that? Big things, little things, whatever it is that you would really like to see happen by the end of this year or by this time next spring, I want you to write it down. I really want to encourage you to do this. My experience has been, and I know some of you have had the same experience, that when you write something down, first of all, it's scientifically proven it's 70% more likely to happen. So if you're not writing your goals down or your dreams down, you just need to do it. But also because it really, you can write it down and put it in a drawer, and it will still be there energetically. And there are things that will happen that are going to pull you towards that vision. So whether it's real practical, concrete stuff or not, you know, if it's more intangible stuff, doesn't matter. I want you to write it down. If you would like to share it with the rest of the group on the Facebook group, I encourage you to do so. You are so welcome to do that. And if not, that's totally okay too, okay? Not a problem. But I do want to give you that piece of homework. I want you to really write that down. And I know some of you are probably doing this. I do this every year when we go to the lake. This is my, you know, I know people do it at the beginning of the year or the end of the year, but I do it when we go up after I've been at the lake for a couple of weeks and kind of breathing. I write my vivid vision for the next year. So I'm going to encourage you to do that. Where do you want your business to be? What do you want it to look like? And get as detailed as you can, okay? if you want to, you know, play around and be artistic and use markers or, you know, make a vision board or something like that, go for it. You know, there's no rules for this, but I really want to encourage you to take this time as part of your homework to really do that. And there's a worksheet, I believe, in your system that will help you. It just gives you some space to do that. But you could do it, you know, on another piece of paper in a journal or something like that, whatever you want. So that's your first bit of homework. Your second one is that in your system, there is a certificate there that I do want you to make a commitment, again, to sign, okay? Just print it out and sign it and hang it somewhere you can see it. It's your commitment to actually implementing these steps no matter where you are in your business, okay? And I encourage you to do that. The last piece that I wanted to go through with you tonight in our time that we have left together is really, I mentioned on the preview call, if you will, the pre-training live cast, the LEAP formula. So I know some of you have seen it and maybe some of you haven't, but the LEAP formula is actually right there in your system. And what it is it's the formula with the steps together is what is the foundation, is what makes it work. It's the first layer. It's the second layer. It's the third layer. It's as however big you want to take this or wherever you want to stay. And that's okay. It's totally up to you. Everybody's definition of success is different. Okay. So it's why I don't start out this program saying, how much money do you want to make? And, you know, you need to have this certain number and you need to go for this and that. No. So I'm all about designing your business around your life and your lifestyle and what's important to you. So your definition of success may be completely different than mine, okay? But what I want to encourage you to do is to really think about what that looks like for you and spend that time getting that down in some form, okay? But the LEAP formula itself is really, really simple. And what it is that it's what you do every time you make an offer. It's what you do as you're designing a new site. It's what you do if you're thinking about maybe working, again, with a subset of your niche. Okay, so it starts with your unique message, which we're going to go into next week. Your unique message plus your niche's problem plus your solution package equals your profitable product or program. Okay, really simple. Again, you don't have to write this down right now because it's in your system itself. Really simple. If you keep going back to that, see, this is what happens. We get so overwhelmed, we get confused, and there's so many different ways to do things. If you come back to the formula and come back to the model, which we're going to get into more and more detail as the class goes on, this can ground you. It can really, really ground you. So if you don't have your message now or you want to get more clear, that's what we're going to do. Okay, we're going to work on that together. You're going to have that piece down. You're going to have that niche piece down. You're going to start really delving into their problems, going deeper if you already have a sense. One of the things you'll probably hear me say more than once is that it's important that you give your niche what it wants, not necessarily what you think it needs. And we do this a lot. A lot of times we go, oh, my niche needs this. My market needs this. I'm going to give them this because I know it will help them. I know that they need it and it will help them. And they may not know that they need it, but damn it, I'm going to give it to them. That usually doesn't work, okay? You have to give them what they want and they're willing to pay for first. Later, you can give them what you know they need, okay? But first investments need to be what they want and are willing to pay. That's why that conversation with them is so important. What's your biggest challenge? What is the thing that's poking you that I can help you with, okay, that I can help you solve, okay? That's, you know, we're going to do every single piece of this formula. So it's your unique message, your niche's problem, and then talking about, you know, further on in the system, your solution package, and that sets you up for having a successful launch of something, a product, a program, a service, whatever your offer is, okay? Always come back to the formula, okay? The formula, it's been around for 100 years. This is not something new. You know, it's a little bit more honed. That's worked really well for me, but it's not, you know, this isn't rocket science. It really isn't. It really is. You know, there's an art and a science to being a successful business owner, but there are some basic foundational things that just never change, okay? They just always exist, they always help, and it's what you need to know in order to build that really concrete foundation for the rest, okay? For the rest of what's to come for you, all right? Great. Okay, let me just take a look here. Yep, said that. Okay, you have a little bit more homework. So in your homework I gave you, and I actually meant to have it to show you, but that's okay, you have it. I gave you a example of the hourglass. So the business model that I designed after going through many different ones and kind of putting together my own that's worked really well is the hourglass. We call it the leap hourglass. So the hourglass business model, you have that in your system. So you can start playing around with that. So kind of start looking through like what, you know, where you might need to be adding some things, where maybe you have too many things, that kind of thing. We're going to go into that stuff in more detail. But there's the example of one in the back of the system, and then there are some little boxes that you can fill in and say, oh, I have something for this price, but I don't have something for that price. You start playing around with them. And this is something we can get into more in the Facebook group as well. We kind of go through the whole model itself. And we can actually start next week's class with that as well. If that would be really, really helpful for people, we can do that. So what you have your homework. Your homework is what I mentioned earlier. We will follow up with an email with your homework. So if you missed it or I froze or something and you didn't quite catch it, don't worry. We'll send it to you so you'll know what it is that you're being requested to do. Okay. And I do really hope that you will do the homework because that's why you're here. You're invested in this program to really put it into action. That's why I used to call this group the Take Action Group. Okay. So I really hope that you will do the homework. So I see that we're right at 9 o'clock, and so I am going to be respectful. You'll always see this with me. I try to be respectful of everyone's time, so I'm going to end the content part here. I'm going to stay a few minutes, just kind of check over here on the chat here and just see how everybody's doing. Let me know, how is this for you? Do you like this format? It's going well. I will read through the whole chat later. I'll save it, and I'll be able to see what's going on here and be able to connect with you all more as well. So let me know. Kathy, you blocked the homework out. Commit to acting. Thank you, Malcolm. Okay, Becky, glad you enjoyed it. Great. The worksheets are at the end. All right. Okay, good. Wow, you guys are great. You're chatty. Good, helping each other. Awesome. I love it. All right, this is a very long chat feed, so I'm going to have to actually print it out and go through it later. Okay, excellent. All right. Okay, Lisa, thanks, Alicia. Look for my question with sexy in all caps. I will. I have something about that I'll share with you guys, not on the video. All right, great. Okay, glad you're loving the group. Oh, thank you, Coach Glow. Thank you for the A. I appreciate that. Love the chat. Don't you love that, being able to connect with each other on the chat? I think it's so awesome. It's one of the things I love about, even as a participant, I've been in a few courses that have been held this way, and I've really enjoyed having this, being able to chat with people. Great. Great, Mary. Thanks. Get a good night's sleep. I'm glad it was worth staying up for. Okay, awesome. All right, well, I will be so, thanks, Jeannie. Thanks, everybody, Donna, thanks. And, you know, I want to introduce you guys. I'll do this over on the Facebook group, too. You know, we have four of my private clients who are also joining us, so I want to point them out to you as well over on the Facebook group so we can give a shout-out to them as well. So, great. Yeah, Lisa says the chat is fun. Distracting, but fun. But, yeah, it can be, especially when you're trying to teach. So it will get great. Okay, great. I'm so glad you guys are enjoying it. Okay, off to bed wherever you are. It's 9 o'clock here. I'm not sure where it is where you are, but have good sleeps, everybody. I'll see you over on the Facebook group. Do your homework and post questions, okay? And we'll be there. Thank you, everybody. Thanks, everyone. Thanks. Thanks, Bunches. Thanks. Oh, thanks, Cheryl. Glad you're here. Sherry, oh, I didn't get the chance to say hi to everybody specifically, but hi, everyone. So great. Good night. Okay. All right, see you next time. Bye. Good night. Good night, Cindy.